Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Officials at the College of the Redwoods have just announced that the main Eureka campus will be closed all day today and tonight, and classes have been canceled. There is a report of a threat to campus security, and a CR press statement said that all students and faculty are safe and that school officials are working with the sheriff's office regarding the threat. We'll keep you updated as we get more information. On Wednesday, the district attorney's office served an arrest warrant on Eureka Police Department Sergeant Adam Laird for assault under color of authority and filing a false police report. The warrant was the result of a joint criminal investigation between Eureka Police detectives and DA investigators. The investigation began due to information from a Eureka police officer regarding alleged criminal misconduct committed by Laird. Laird was booked into county jail and then released after posting bail. No further information is being released as the investigation is ongoing. On Tuesday, thanks to information from the Iowa State Police, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force served search warrants at two residences in McKinleyville. It was on Monday that Iowa State Police stopped a vehicle for traffic violation and noticed the smell of marijuana emanating from the car. After searching the vehicle, they located approximately $95,000 in cash along with a small amount of marijuana. That cash was seized and the suspects were written a citation. The Drug Task Force in Humboldt County was then contacted. After searching both of the suspects' McKinleyville residence, agencies located approximately 3 pounds of hash, 224 grams of hash oil, 54 pounds of processed marijuana, suspected LSD, and more than 500 growing marijuana plants, along with scales and paperwork. No arrests have been made at this time, but anyone with information is asked to contact the County Drug Task Force. As we reported yesterday morning, Suddenlink Communications discovered that its fiber optic cables had been cut again. The cable was cut in the area of Lorenz Lane and Old Arcata Road. The suspect used a pole from a nearby culvert to reach the above-ground cable and used some sort of cutting tool to sever the cable. There have now been 5 separate incidents of Suddenlink fiber optic cables being cut across the county. The latest damage estimate is approximately $25,000, and service was not restored for several hours. The outage affected more than 10,000 customers and interrupted cable TV, internet, and telephone service, including 911 service for customers. An award of $10,000 has been offered for information leading to the arrest of those responsible. And you're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Strawberry Rock is still a point of discussion in Trinidad. Stephen Walker has more.
For years, people have been coming to Strawberry Rock to enjoy a good hike. However, for years, these people have been trespassing on the Green Diamond Resource Company's property. There is a debate on whether Strawberry Rock should be private property solely used for logging purposes, or if it should be open to the public as a conservation site. County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg explains how Green Diamond is attempting to reach a happy medium between the two sides.
So Green Diamond is now looked at it and said, okay, what if we make a trail on the way up there and make it off limits to logging, and then a trail up to the rock and around the rock. And they're also, they have a big section of timber that they could have logged that's along the trail on the way up that they're also looking at putting in a preserve and never logging that also.
Sundberg went on to point out the dangers Green Diamond faces by allowing people onto their property.
I think the biggest thing is the liabilities, you know, for the company. I mean, anybody that goes out there on their free will and then trips and falls or falls off the rock, I guarantee Green Diamond is going to be sued for it.
Strawberry Rock is located off of Highway 101 in Trinidad.
And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.